He'd be a pretty cold bastard who didn't want revenge for the death of someone he loved.
I don't think the dead care about vengeance. This man and I have some unfinished business.
The first thing you should know about us is that we have people everywhere.
What the hell is this organization, Bond? How can they be everywhere and we know nothing about them?
This is the world's most precious resource. We need to control as much of it as we can.
Name check, Dominic Green.
He's a person of extreme interest.
We've already begun destabilizing the government.
You know who Green is and you want to put us in bed with him.
Yeah, you're right. We should just deal with nice people.
Get in.
All right.
Careful with this one, Mr. Bond. She won't go to bed with you unless you give her something she really wants.
I think someone wants to kill you.
You two do make a charming couple, though. You're both, what's the expression? Damaged goods.
Okay, here's the deal. 2 years ago, James Bond got a reboot, and now Daniel Craig is giving us his sophomore effort in the new film Quantum of Solace. The biggest question people are asking is whether this lives up to Casino Royale. For the most part, it does, although Casino Royale was so great that it was impossible to completely match. However, Quantum of Solace is a worthy successor, with plenty of explosive action and other Bond elements, like a maniacal villain with an evil plan and some beautiful ladies for Bond to seduce. Craig continues to shine as the reinvented Bond, seeking revenge on the organization that killed his lover in the last film. It's definitely making me eager to see what's in store for his character in Bond 23. Quantum of Solace gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.